Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's Kelly Hampton, and thanks for joining me on Thursday evening here. And as many of you know, if you're a regular listener, you're doing better than I am because the shows aren't even regular. not for any particular reason. I do enjoy helping people just because things go on and work goes on in different ways. So anyway, Thursday night, we're going to try this time slot for a while. You know, I can see callers in the queue. You can also chat in a question or a comment if you want to share something. It's a 30-minute show. It's kind of, I guess, on the short side compared to some blog talk radio shows. Usually at the top of the hour, I make a couple of announcements, and then I'll take your calls. If we don't get to everybody tonight, I'm going to try to be faithful again here next Thursday. Let's see. The guest call-in number would be 914-338-0224. And looks like somebody's logged in, so that's great. So you just either listen or share something. I'll try to work you in also. Well, let's see. It's fall here in the Midwest. I'm blessed by many things, as most of us are. Daily gratitude is a healing tool that we'd all be wise to have in our lives if we don't presently have them. Along, as many of you know that have worked with me before, the daily expression of offering love and kindness to ourselves and others. So those are two kind of big essential tools in the work that I'm doing anyway. And what are the announcements? I guess one of the announcements is somebody was kind enough to recommend me to be a speaker on a cruise next October. I don't know who. I'm very happy about that, but you know, there's some things that need to come into place, and I'm happy to share it with you on the Blog Talk Radio. There's a link there. I am, you know, going to be offering, I don't know, maybe like at least probably about $300 incentive to sign up and come on the cruise and be there with me. I'm certainly not the only speaker that's going to be on this cruise. But it's going to be Don Jose Ruiz. I believe he was the author of The Four Agreements. Some of you may know Judy Santori. She does intergalactic stuff like I do, and some other folks I haven't met. So it should be a great and fun time. I know these cruises from Susan puts them together. They tend to sell out, although it may seem like a year is a long time away. So if nothing else, we should have something on my own personal website, kelly-hampton.com, to check out. You can do yoga. There'll be all kinds of things going on. All of us will be having private sessions and workshops and all the kinds of rest. So anyway, to receive those extra bonus gifts from me, if anybody's moved to go on this cruise, that is going to be extended to, I think, the first 8 or 10 people that suggest, or I think you have to refer who sent you to the summit or how you found the cruise. So we'll work all that out. Hopefully, might speak to some of you. Be a great chance to spend some time. It's a week-long cruise, October 15th through the 22nd, Fort Lauderdale, to the Eastern Caribbean. So you can see the map and other things. The website's cruiseintospirit.com, and I guess that's a pretty big announcement, at least from my perspective. It's, last time I was on a cruise, you know, most of us probably know that, well, maybe you don't know, but when most people are on water, it's certainly, I can speak for myself, it's certainly, I mean, even more open than open can be. Normally, as a medium, which many people don't know I am, but I am a medium, I hear the guidance normally, but on water I usually see movies. So usually on water some type of extended knowing, let's just call it knowing, comes about for me, and I imagine it comes about for a lot of people. I know Michael counsels people sometimes and suggests that they're by water. Many of you probably have read books even about having a glass of water by your table or something to kind of enhance some of your inner knowing. So anyway, that's that. And we'll probably speak more about that over the course of the next year, but I see the calls stacking up here. So if you are on the line, I would appreciate, like your first name, if you've never had a session with Archangel Michael. Yes, I channel many other light beings, many Christed extraterrestrials, many ascended masters, the trees, animals. I am an animal communicator. So if you want to talk about health or health conditions, animals, for your animals or pets, something, if you would kindly in this format keep it brief so we can serve everybody here. I'll bring the energy, you know, I'll hear what Michael has to say. He'll be your guide in this format. And, you know, if any of you need or looking for something longer, you know, more extended, this is my profession, and you can certainly visit my website or look for telesummits and all that kind of thing. So I'm just going to go in order here. Somebody from area code 408. Hello there.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. My name is Ashley.
Oh, hi there.
Hi.
Well, thanks for listening. Were you listening or did you have a sharing or a question or something?
Yes, I was listening, and I do have a question. Right now, I was hoping for some guidance from either Michael or my angels.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I'm working on an album, and I'm writing music and I'm singing music and I'm working with others, and I'm just so concerned about the integrity of the songs, and I want the songs to come out in their best form. And you know, I'm in this space of really not knowing how the end product is going to be and if I'm going to be fulfilled with it. So for guidance and support when it comes to this project that means so much to me.
Okay, well, thank you. You know, the way this can flow is that I'm going to invoke Michael with his name, and he's a literal guide. So if you have never kind of new to my work or whatever, but if we all ask Michael, how's my health, he could listen and talk and share for 30 minutes, you know, and then we're out of time. So, quite often, you know, Michael, should I still go see my back doctor, Dr. So-and-so? You know, it doesn't need to be that specific. But, you know, also your questions tell Michael a person is ready to hear what he has to say. It makes sense. So that's how we do it kind of in a shorter format. So if you want to ask, I mean, so I'd like to present the question in the way that will give you the greatest meaning. So if you want to ask Michael, are you going to be content with the songs when they're complete? Is that a fair place to start here? Is that your question?
Yes, I think that's fair. I think I am just looking to see that it gets done properly, yeah.
Okay, thank you. So, Michael, you're hearing this. How can you guide Ashley about the songs on the album? What does she need to know about this, please? Okay, well, I guess you know this, but he's starting, because the word he said right there was it's incomplete, so that's kind of what you've intimated anyway, right, that the album isn't finished. So he said as I see it, there's still quite a bit of work to do, if I can say so. You know, it may be everyone's heart and mind to kind of push, and, you know, get it out there. But I feel as though there's, in the end, to kind of jump back to the end, he's saying, yes, I think you'll be more than satisfied. I feel as though it can be useful to share with you that I think there's going to be more time that needs to be put into the songs than when the deadline has in their mind might be there.
Right.
If that's clear. So what does that mean? It means that I feel as though that the time frame that the album will be put together should be, if you're open, if everyone there that's creating this would be open to guidance, I'd kind of take a deep breath and slow down just a half a pace, okay? Because I feel as though there's some, I don't like the word ego. It conjures up not the greatest, right? In fact, sometimes we talk about the ego not being present in an ascended life we're living in now. But I think you're going to have, you know, it's a great, let me say this, it's a great learning opportunity for you to work with pieces and people. Because
yes.
I feel as though at times that's maybe what you're already in right now. I think that's probably what prompted the question, he's saying, is not
right.
your ability, but everyone else that might be around you that might be collaborating and putting this work together. He
right.
says, sometimes, if it hasn't happened yet, sometimes I think tempers fly.
Right.
And if the tempers haven't flown yet, he's saying they're going to fly. Okay? So if I'm reading this correctly and well, you want to, it's always, it can be wise to step back. Okay? Just step back from the situation to look at it and let the tempers die down. He's also saying, I'm hearing, there's a conflict of opinion. Okay,
right.
I don't know if you know this yet or not, but I guess there must be multiple people, or they're going to be, and you all have different, slightly different opinions.
Yeah.
Which in a creative process, that's not that far out of line. You know, it happens all the time.
Right.
But so he's saying, and these are not major, okay? I'd like to reassure you that I think you're going to, the work will get done. I think you'll be pleased. I think with the way that you are in the process unfold, I think once this album is done, I think you're going to learn. It's like the first early things. I think you're going to want to change something the next time. Okay, so don't be too hard on yourself from an artistic perspective later, okay, because it will be good and well, and it will do what it needs to do for you and everyone. Okay, but it's really a learning opportunity of how to bring different minds together for the greatest good of the group, okay? And so I think sometimes there's even a little head-butting.
Yes, there is, yeah.
Okay.
So because
of the head-butting, all he's suggesting is you step back a little bit, you're going to be pretty well pleased with it. Push the time frame back a little, and don't be too hard on yourself from an artistic perspective when you go on to do the next one.
Okay.
I hope that helped.
Okay, I really, absolutely it did. Thank you so much.
My great pleasure. Keep us posted.
I will.
Okay, and you can either listen or click off or whatever you'd like to do, okay, because shows are archived. So anyway,
okay.
Thanks so much. Have a great day. Okay, bye. Good luck. Okay. Someone here from 860. Again, I don't know whether the dashboard doesn't show me if you're listening or if you have a question. So let me just see what the case is here. Hello, it's Kelly.
Hi, it's Susan. I have a question.
Susan, my friend.
Are you coming to the expo in New England this year?
Oh, you know what, Susan? Bless you for asking more than once. It's gotten a little pricey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just curious. I have a question.
Yeah, I'd love to. The next trip I have planned is Chicago in March and then California in April. So
I'd like to make that cruise.
It'd be great fun. They're great fun. I've been on a cruise not working on one before, and they're just, you know, they're great fun.
Yeah.
Maybe I could tell a short story years ago.
No, Judy, I met her in New York. So,
what's that? That's where I think she lives there. The very first time the only time I took a cruise about 15 years ago when most of my opening was, you know, coming about. I've been a medium since I was about 20. So there was a person on board teaching a mediumship class, and so I'll be doing something similar. But I advanced myself a couple of classes, you know, just because. So, I think I enrolled in, like, mediumship 3 or something. But for me, it was quite fun because you're with like-minded people, period. You know, I mean, that's, anytime you're with doing anything and you have a community or a tribe or, you know, like-minded souls, it can make things
high
a lot
vibrational,
more interesting.
Right?
What's that?
The high vibrational.
So, the boat will be floating up in the air. But anyway,
I'd like
quick
to
story.
Say,
we'll get to everybody, but I'm trying to, you know, just I'm spilling over really my enthusiasm about cruises, and that is, I enrolled myself in a mediumship advanced class years ago, and we did table tipping. And if you're not familiar with what table tipping is, but you could look it up, you know. But in any event, it was all done in the light. But basically, we put our hands on a small table in a stateroom and ask for loved ones to come through. And it's a different manner than how I call on souls to do my connections. But anyway, the table, I mean, we were running to keep our hands on the table as the energy was flowing. I mean, we ran from one corner of the stateroom to another. So anyway, they can be quite fun, whatever they're about. And, you know, anyway, so what brings you here today?
Well, I just wanted to thank Spirit, and I've been doing this over and over and over, because I have, you know, received financial abundance that is like a miracle. And So my question is, will I be in a position to maybe down the road have more financial abundance and buy a house or a condo or whatever?
All right.
Maybe like
invoke Michael about that, okay?
Okay.
Michael, how can you guide her? You're hearing this. When will she be able to buy a home or a condo if that's her choosing, and the abundance in general? Okay, when he's answering the question, when? By May.
Okay.
He can use two words, but it's very seldom that it's a short, but, you know, by May. Okay, did you have another component to that you needed something on?
Just that I just want to convey to everyone out there that people you can manifest, and it's very valid, because I've had to be valid about a few situations.
Well, I'm happy for you, and when it comes closer to the time when you find something, let us all know what it looks like. Let us share in your joy.
Thank you.
That'd be great.
Okay,
dear, is that all? I'm going to put you on hold then, okay? Or you can...
Move on. Press onward.
Press onward.
Thank you.
Okay. Bless you. All right. Let's see. Yes, there are lots of ways to manifest things. I guess I'll just leave it as that as I try to get through these callers, but maybe we'll talk about... next time we'll talk about some ways to manifest things, or take your questions on it even. So let's see. Here's someone from 631. Hello, it's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. My name is Sandra.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How can I help
Good.
You?
Good. My question is, I would say about 10 years ago, I had a friend who I'd known since I was about 14, who kind of went to the dark side and started using drugs. And, you know, I tried to do my best to give him some guidance or whatnot, but he, you know, was pretty much stuck in what he was. And I cut myself off from him because he started getting just nasty and threatening and whatever. Mm. I haven't had any communication with him. All of a sudden, out of the blue, he just reached out to my sister and wrote her a very derogatory letter regarding me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just curious, you know, from the sounds of it, it was very psychotic sounding. It didn't sound like he has done any work or has, you know, stopped doing his
mm-hmm.
drugs. I guess I'm concerned whether I need to be worried about this or if I could just, you know, pray to my angels to pray to his and let him kind of get whatever kind of closure. I'm not planning on reaching out to him, or nor is she.
Sure, okay. Can I have the person's first initial?
Sure, it's J.
Okay, thanks. Thank you very much. So I guess I'll maybe click you off and listen for Michael, if that's okay. Does that sound
sure.
all right?
Yeah.
And thanks so much. So let me just invoke him here, okay? Okay, Michael, you're hearing what Sandra has to say. How can you guide her about this person? With the initial J, you must know who she's speaking of. What does she need to know? Okay, here's what he's starting to say. Truth will prevail. That's the first thing I'm hearing. Truth will prevail. This is Michael now. By the truth, I do feel as though the truth that's going to be prevailing is that the individual you're talking about will have an epiphany of truth, an epiphany of returning to light, you might say. I say you might say is an expression because some call it source, some call it back to goodness. You might say back to a normal life. I do anticipate right now, you know, souls can get in, they can get things called attachments for simplicity. And I do feel as though the individual has some energetic attachments. If you're of the mind and the heart to extend love and kindness and the exalted form of a prayer, prayer is a useful healing tool. It's certainly, it's your choosing whether you'd like to continue to use it. I would, to your heart's extent, in other words, if the heart isn't behind the prayer, then the prayer actually is like diluted. It's energy that, if you can imagine, just sort of separates and is, you know, in your mind, visual mind is diluted. So if your heart is behind it, then prayer is always a useful tool. But as you might know, prayer alone isn't enough. Sometimes I direct souls to think about asking for divine intervention. And as you may know, divine intervention is a higher form of a prayer that would actually ask the High Council to rearrange some of his life lessons that he's learning here and change his chart so he'll have a clean life, a clean, unattached, drug-free, lower frequency, cleaned up kind of a life existence sooner than if it follows the path that I think it will. So I do not feel as though you're in any harm's way. If that was an influence of a question you would ask me to look at, the soul I feel you're describing has a bit more of a journey before that time comes without intervention being granted, and that time in my mind, in your mind, would be about 3 months. Then after about 3 months, I think you're likely to hear from this person one more time in the new year, and I think it'll be at a time later in the year when you know them to be healthy. In other words, you'll feel as though your prayerful work, your caring work, even if it's one prayer, in other words, that's up for you to decide. But I think you'll come to know that the individual has crossed a bridge, you might say, and this is not a lifelong journey that they've written for themselves. So they're a little bit of a further journey, but again, not much extended. So I trust and hope that was helpful for you. If not, maybe chat in or I'll try to bring in again. But thank you for listening, and good luck with your, you know, that friend acquaintance. I'd like to try to get a couple more calls in tonight if I can. There's someone from 214. Hello, it's Carol.
Hello. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi. My question is, I am a healer, and
mm-hmm.
I am clairvoyant as well, and I'm, making my move on going out and doing my work. I kind of don't know what direction to go right now. I left my old job because I felt the calling. It was time to do it, so I felt very good about doing that. I would like some guidance.
Okay, what's your first name?
Prem.
Okay, I'm sorry, I just didn't hear you if you said it earlier. So let's ask, I'm going to try to focus you in here a little bit so we can try to help you. So do we want to ask Michael what type of healing, or if you have some modalities in mind or ways you want to do it or where you want to do it, we should ask him. It'll be quicker and we'll, you know.
Yeah.
So Yes. Yes, all those things.
I guess it's kind of emotional. I mean, I do have a few different modalities.
Uh-huh.
I kind of feel like there's probably more coming in. I don't know.
Okay, I'm just trying to form a question here in our short time together to, you know, so you get the most out of this. So do you want to know when to do it, how to do it, where to, what modality? Because sometimes
how in the modality.
Because sometimes he may not, I'm sorry. Sometimes it may not be one modality, of course, right?
Got it. Yeah,
right.
That's
so
true.
What will bring you the greatest insight here?
I guess on the modality.
Okay. All right. And what are the ones that you're using now?
It's Theta.
Okay.
And I can't describe the other ones because it kind of just comes, so it doesn't have a name.
Okay. So let me see what he, you know, has to say here. And Michael, you're hearing this. How can you guide her? She's, you know, looking for guidance. Is it a time and a place to focus on a healing, or should she keep learning and looking and doing it all? What would your guidance be? Okay, saying, well, first of all, he's saying something like, we've met before. So, however that may be.
Most likely, yes.
And it's important for you and everyone that your passion has to be burning in your belly, okay? So
mm-hmm.
of the things that you've described, if they're all burning in your belly with passion, then you do them all.
Got it.
Okay? If they're not, then you lay them aside. It's really kind
uh-huh.
of that simple, although
uh-huh.
sometimes the logical mind tries to think about something and say, well, this one isn't known, and will I make any money, but this is the one that gives me the greatest joy and passion,
right.
and the other one, I don't really, this one everyone knows, but I don't really like it so much. It doesn't fill me. It doesn't feel right. Okay?
Yeah.
So I would kind of say, Be loving, but push the logical mind aside for 3-6 months, something like that, and
mm-hmm.
lean in it. I think you still have some healing systems that you're going to be wanting to investigate that you haven't worked with yet, but you're going to lean on the side of passion over logic, if this is helpful to you.
Yeah, very.
Okay, thank you. So that's your starting point, like on the go. He's saying that's the green dot go, okay? And then from there,
mm-hmm.
6 months from now, 3 months from now, it's not as though you have to pick one. But the ones that you work with, as I say, even 6 months from now, 6 years from now, okay,
mm-hmm.
when something wanes and it serves its purpose, then you let it go. You might pick it back up again, but... Again, I feel as though that you still have, I feel as though there's some yearning for more that you don't yet know.
Yeah, and I don't know
okay.
which it is.
Okay, well, okay, he's saying, so my counsel to you is you certainly are welcome to look at the intergalactic system. I can't very well
uh-huh.
say no on that because you're searching and it is a very high magnified system and it's of my sharing to her. So that's your choosing. I think you have to have healing experience of the level that you have to even be kind of,
uh-huh.
you know, geared up and ready to go. So you and she could talk about that later. I don't feel I need to speak to you any further about that, but that I would reach for the stars. Okay?
Yes.
Literally.
Oh, I feel it. Yes, I really do feel it.
Well, yes. So you're just saying yes. So diamond alignment, diamond energy, reaching for the stars, you know, all of that, I think, is what I'd kind of ask you to discover. And then
mm-hmm.
take your pail and skip down the yellow brick road. Okay. Okay, Dorothy,
yeah.
Wizard of Oz, full, happy, skipping, right? So,
yeah.
Anyway, I hope we've helped you a little bit there.
Yes, very much.
Make some discerning anyway, and if you need more,
thank you so much.
Call back another time. Listen, check out my website if intergalactic healing seems like it moves you or something. But thanks so much for listening, and I'm going to try to get one more caller in tonight if I can. Thank you. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I'd like to get one more caller in here, and that person would be 612. Hello, it's Kelly.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Oh, hello. I'm a gypsy chase. Any of people still waiting, and you're kind of at the end of your time here. My husband's currently looking for employment, and I'm wondering where he will find it and what the time frame might be.
Okay, can I have his first name, please?
His name is Jeff.
Jeff. Okay, Mike, I'm going to ask Michael for you. Michael, when, and the other component was where should he look? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, where will he find it, and in what time frame will he find
it? Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. So, Michael, when? Okay, he's saying, well, time frames can be right on the money, spot on the money sometimes, and time frames are sometimes predetermined by a soul chart. They can be made brought closer sometimes by thinking. And sometimes what I might share and project for someone, they can be moved off, right? If the mind doesn't think it's going to happen, you've heard this expression before probably, then those wheels have been put into motion. So it is important that everyone really that are in a position like he is to keep in the flow of what it is that he wants to attract. If he gets in a down in the dumps ever, and I'm not saying he will, but his thoughts can help create his reality, and so it is wise and useful to use all the tools and be around all the substantive people that are nourishing his mind as well as his heart and his spirit. Okay, I'm sorry.
I think he's feeling pretty positive right now.
Oh, I'm sure he is. Okay.
Yeah.
So Michael's saying, well, he's in this, I would call it a transition, right? It's by nature, it's a transition. I think he's going to find the position that he likes. Okay, that's the key word I want to add in there. For him to be discerning and not pass up the first, and to pass up would be my counsel, the first one that's offered to him. So I would ask him to use the family, his discernment and your family discernment. I feel as though the best and brightest one for him appears to be approaching near in about the month of February.
Okay.
Before the month of February, I think he'll be offered some others. And again, there's probably a kind of a logical tendency to want to take it or something. But and he may, again, souls exercise free will all the time. But again, there's a juicier nugget later. And I feel he'll come to know of that in about the month of January. I feel, and you're asking me for this too, but he still needs to discover, I feel, what he wants to do. And I think it's going to take him X amount of time through the end of this year and into January to make that discovery. If it's helpful to you and he both, his soul theme, which can be useful, his soul theme is healer, although he doesn't have to be this is me talking now, he doesn't have to be an energy. He could be a healer with his heart and be an attorney or whatever, So, but Michael's starting to share with you that his soul theme is healer and healer, teacher, investigator.
Okay.
So you might want to make note of that because that won't change in life. The soul theme never changes. It's one of the very few things that doesn't change. It's what we wrote into, what's our theme? So healer, teacher, investigator. So he would be well advised, and again, I don't even need to hardly channel this part. I've heard it so many times from Michael before. a person will be well advised to find something that falls. This is called his theme, for example, and how he chooses to walk on the floor of his home are called his paths. So what type of teaching job or what job that involves some teaching, investigating is discovery or helping someone else discover something. A healer could take any form. So those are his paths. But if he touches on components of his soul theme in a job, normally that brings great contentment, and contentment leads to joy, purpose, huge, deep, core things, okay? A soul theme doesn't have to be a person's career. It could be a hobby, but Michael, most often Archangel Michael says, walk on your soul theme more fully. He means more time on earth. So, for example, I'm a healer teacher. That's my soul theme. It's my profession. When I do it, it gives me great joy. So it's my work. So your husband, if he hasn't discovered, I'd ask him to reflect on this for, I don't know, a day or two or several, a week or whatever, and ask him to think about what brings him passion that would touch upon any one of these themes that Michael said. He has a blended theme, by the way. They're not three different themes, if you're curious or make a difference. So an investigator doesn't mean he needs to be Private Eye Jeff, okay? Okay, it means that he can help others discover something, but when he's happy, let me say it this way, and I'm not saying as unhappy, but when this theme was idealized, he should be interested in a lot of different things. When a person has investigator by nature, they want to investigate. They're curious about life. And if he's not, then he's kind of put that aside, or it's a little under the cover or something, okay? But that can be a career along with teacher. What does he want to teach? Maybe it's a book. Maybe he wants to be a consultant, okay? Maybe he wants to teach and put out a message and in that manner be healing and helping others, okay? Realize their goals, okay? So he's got a little bit of, I would say, discovery or co-creation, and that's the place I'd guide him. The time frame is approximately what Michael said.
Okay, that's very helpful.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
it. My great pleasure.
You.
Good luck with all that.
Thank you.
Thanks. My great pleasure.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, thanks, everybody. I know I can't get to everybody. I appreciate you calling and listening in and being open. Really, being open. You can't think about guidance if a person isn't even open to it or trusting, I suppose, the source that's providing the guidance. So in any event, look forward to chatting with you all next Thursday. Maybe talk a little bit more about different ways to manifest. And have a beautiful rest of the week. Till then, till always. As Archangel Michael said in his very first book, Into the White Light, 10 years ago or so now, more than 10 years, be blessed, be well, expect joy, and expect miracles, because they were granted to us the day we were born. Okay, thanks, everyone.